Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, it's time to put Shark Tank Steve Gadlin into the frying pan. Gadlin is the brain behind the successful local business I Want to Draw a Cat for You.com. He presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank, and he snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. So now Steve has to go back to Mark Cuban with new ideas. Before he goes into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. He's giving us his exclusive business idea so we can poke holes in it and give Steve the confidence he needs to pitch it to Cuban himself. Steve Gadlin, welcome back to the frying pan, my friend.
Hey, good to be back, Justin. Thanks for having me.
We missed you last week, and it's great to have you back here. The listeners have been clamoring for another frying pan for a couple weeks now.
I bet they have.
And you said earlier today via text that you feel like you got a winner.
Well, again, I feel like I'm sitting on one of those ideas that is going to be pretty hard to poke a hole in, and you'll get what I mean by that in a bit.
Okay, well, there we go. 312-981-7200. You can do by phone and text to help us workshop Steve Gadlin's newest idea. Steve Gadlin, what's tonight's frying pan?
Okay, so here's the deal. You like going to birthday parties, right? Mm-hmm. We all do. And one of the really popular features at a good birthday party is something called a piñata. Are you familiar?
I am, of course.
Yeah, you know, it's a paper mache animal or character, and it's filled with candy, and kids blindfold themselves and then swat at it with sticks. Now, the piñata has a few built-in problems. That is, one, a lot of times it's difficult for kids to bust that thing open. You know, it's a game for children.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, the parent often has to step in and just rip that thing open with their hands. Two, the candy dispersal. By the time these kids crack a hole in it, the candy just sort of drips out and falls in one place, and you get a bunch of kids tripping all over each other and, you know, sustaining injury trying to get the goodies inside. So I give you that setup to introduce to you the piñata bomb. The piñata bomb is an explosive device that you put inside a piñata, and it activates after three whacks. So after the child hits the piñata three times, the explosive device will detonate and burst open the piñata. I mean, entirely. The entire piñata will burst open, and the candy will disperse in all directions very evenly. So it puts the fun back into the piñata by taking out some of the hard labor and by making it more of a fair and fun activity.
You know, I like this. I do like this. I've been involved in many birthday parties with piñatas that are difficult, or they half break, or when they do, you end up as the parent having to go in there and break it open. So the idea of evenly dispersing the candy with some excitement is good.
Yeah, and this piñata bomb is powerful. It will throw that candy about 100 yards in every direction. Wow. So it's quite a treat, and I tell you, kids love it. It brings a lot of excitement to the party, and the noise it makes when this thing goes off will bring kids from several neighborhoods over to help eat that candy.
Okay, well, 312-981-7200 is the phone number. 312-981-7200. What do we like? What do we don't like about piñata bomb? Steve Gadlin, our guest. Let's take a break. We'll get the calls lined up here. 312-981-7200. Do we like, do we not like, or do we have questions for Piñata Bomb? It's the frying pan. Stay with us. It's a frying pan here on the Download on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. With me, Steve Gadlin. He is the local entrepreneur, innovator, inventor. He is the man who has come up with the newest idea, Piñata Bomb. This is well, I'll let you explain it, Steve. Piñata Bomb.
Yeah, so it's an explosive device that gets embedded into piñatas. So, it works kind of on a pressure-based system. So when it feels the piñata has been whacked three solid times, it will detonate, explode, if you will, and it will disperse the candy in a very even pattern about 100 yards in every direction.
Okay, I have a couple of questions. I want to get to the texts and the calls as well, but I'll start it off. 312-981-7200. My first question, does it come in different colors?
No, it doesn't actually. It's just a single code. But we, you know, as an embedded device that the user doesn't actually ever see, we don't really think the color selection is.
Oh, so you put it in? Do you put it in existing pinatas? Is that the idea?
Yeah,
I see. Okay.
You can. This is an add-on for any pinata. You put in the candy, and then
you put this thing
in, kind of in the middle of the candy. You want to get it right there in the center, so that when it goes off, it really blasts all of that candy 100 yards in every direction.
So essentially, you have a pinata that you pre-purchased that you get from the party store or wherever you're going to get a pinata, and then you insert this device that will help expand the candy.
Yeah, so business-wise, we are not going to manufacture pinatas. We see this as an add-on to an existing market, but it's our hope that down the line, you know, you don't buy a pinata without also buying a pinata bomb. And that, you know, probably a lot of pinata manufacturers will start to include this as an upsell, you know, license our technology or purchase them directly from us.
That would be the hope, right? The hope would be to get into the market where you're actually part of the pinata making, as opposed to, because the question I have manually, how do you get that, the machine, the pinata bomb inside the pinata?
Yeah, well, you just cram it in there the same way you do with the candy.
But it comes preloaded, doesn't it?
Well, it's pre, you know, it's ready to go. It's live. Mm-hmm. But you need to, you know, pinatas generally come without candy in them. If you're buying a real professional pinata, you need to buy the pinata, the candy separate. So at the same time that you load it up with the candy, you want to load it up with the pinata bomb, which is basically the size of two M80s strapped together with a rubber band.
Okay.
And then, you know, you slide that right in the candy, so you don't lose a lot of potential candy volume there. You just, you know, it's pretty easy to get in there.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. The texts are coming in pretty fast and furious, and they're all along the same line. 100 yards. That seems like a lot. That's a quite a distance, 847.
Well, you know, I might be mixing it up. 100 yards, 100 feet. I forget which one is a football field.
Well, I think it's 100 yards.
Okay, that's the one. That's the one.
Yeah, but that's a long way for candy to fly.
Well, you know what I think too. If you picture a backyard where you're hanging the pinata bomb, you know, from a tree branch or something, it has the force to fly that far. But most of it is actually, you know, it will be stopped by fences and bushes.
All right, 630's got some questions here. They're pretty good. Okay,
yeah.
A few flaws that come to mind with the pinata bomb as it goes off.
Okay.
With only three whacks. I would say that an average children's party has about a dozen kids. Every kid's not going to have a chance to give it a whack at least once. And the other problem I see is that projecting candy, hard candy, enough to shoot 100 yards away, it sounds like it could be dangerous. And I'm getting that a lot with a lot of the texts here.
Well, here's the thing. I'd love to offer one that goes beyond three whacks here. Uh-huh. But one of the issues that we have is it's a pretty volatile material that we use to keep this stuff working. You know, so you know, it's not the kind of thing you can tweak.
What do you mean?
When I mentioned it's similar to shape and size of maybe two M80s rubber banded together. It's not a coincidence. So it's a material that we can't really control the volatility of. It three whacks, it's going to go. You know, nothing we can do about that. You know, if you got 12 kids at the party, maybe you explain early on, maybe you play another game to decide which kids get to take a whack.
Like a competitive game,
I'm telling you, once they hear that noise, no kid is going to regret that they didn't get a chance to get up there and swing the stick.
So
everybody's excited when they see that candy come shooting out. They're gonna go nuts for it. You know, same thing with normal pinatas. Once that candy falls, nobody remembers who got the swing and who didn't get the swing.
Well, I mean, I think I can understand. 312-981-7200. You mentioned, you know, obviously we're talking about there's some questions about the projectile. Candy, the 100 yards, 100 feet. We have landed on it being 100 yards. The other thing you just mentioned, which just grabbed a texter's attention, was the sound. What do you mean?
Yes,
is it like an M80 in the sound that once the pinata bomb goes off?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's very loud. You know, it's think of something that has the power to blast that candy that far. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not springs we put in there. This is it's a noisy accessory for pinatas. But that's, you know, that's part of the excitement. You know, think of the exciting part of pinatas now. You've got the colors, right? Uh-huh. And you've got the candy flying in different directions. And now you add to that sort of a heck of an explosion. And suddenly you've got a pretty neat, it's the party everyone's going to be talking about when they get back to school on Monday.
Yeah, well, it combines two loves, candy and fireworks, if you think about it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, coming up on the 4th of July, it's an incredibly appropriate. You know, I don't think we'll get this thing out in time for this 4th, but maybe for next 4th. Hmm. And if not just birthday parties, maybe pinatas will become a thing that people traditionally purchase for the 4th of July because of the pinata bomb.
Okay, 815 brings up similar. I think there's a lot of math in here, so stand by.
Okay, sure.
What kind of kids can't break open a pinata? Number one, have five kids have been to at least 50 birthday parties with pinatas. Yeah. Never had a problem with kids breaking it open. And this dude is selling explosives. Good luck selling explosives.
Yeah, well, you know, parents buy them. Okay, right. The kids just play with them. So I don't see an issue there. It's not like 8-year-olds are going to Party City making the order themselves. Hmm. And of course, this is a birthday party, which means there's adequate parent supervision. So, you know, we have that covered too. And as to what kind of kid can't break open a pinata, again, I don't know what sort of juiced up children that caller has got.
Maybe they're strong. But
I've been to many birthday parties, and the second that pinata comes out, all the parents start groaning because they know it's going to take 7, 8, 9 kids before they even just crack it open, or if the parent just has to intervene and rip it on the ground and start stomping on the head just so the kids can get their sweets.
Right. A lot of texts in here that are really surround the issue of safety.
Yeah,
I'm getting a lot about safety, about you know, the idea of this being exploded. One very, very particular question I think is very pertinent is, wouldn't the candy explode?
Well, the candy that's packed right up against it, yes, is going to either melt or be disintegrated in the explosion. Mm. But the candy on the outsides of the pinata will just be, you know, shot out like little candy bullets just flinging outside that pinata. So it's, you know, you do sacrifice some candy, but I think the trade-off, oh boy, the trade-off, you know, it's you sacrifice a few pieces of candy for a pretty exciting thing. And if you want, pack it with cotton balls, you know, pack it with cotton balls and then put the candy around. But again, that's just extra volume, and we're talking candy that costs pennies for the bag, right? So I don't see that as an issue.
All right, 312-981-7200. I have to ask, a texter wants to know, 773, what's the cost of this product?
Yeah, so the Pinata Bomb is $250, which is comparable. I know that's there's a bit of sticker shock that comes along with that. But if you are in the market for pinata accessories, you will see that pricing is not really too far off. And how much does it cost to get a clown to come to a birthday party? Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah,
a lot of money. So again, think of this as party entertainment. And again, it's pretty entertainment that packs quite a punch.
Okay, the
if
other
you
want part
to be the talk of the town. This is what you want at your party.
Yeah, it obviously is going to grab people's attention. The other thing that I'm hearing a lot is it's just more from, you know, our culture and where we're at right now. There's not a lot of wiggle room when it comes to explosive devices. We've seen terrible things done with explosive devices. A lot of people are saying, you know, they're using the T word. They're talking about, oh, what if the FBI is listening to this? They're just saying is this something that you can safeguard against being used just for pinatas, not for something else?
Yeah. The packaging is very clear. And I'll tell you, this is nothing that you can't buy. You drive to Indiana, right? Mm-hmm. You drive to Indiana, one of those little stores. You got the adult bookstore, and then you got the other place. And that's that place. So it's the same thing. This is nothing industrial, nothing that could do any sort of damage. And it's for kids, right? This is a kids thing. It's not it's not an explosive in the way you think of fireworks as being explosive.
Right.
This is safe for kids' parties, but it packs quite a punch, and it will shoot that candy right across the yard.
312 wants to know, do you offer reimbursement for damage done to said candy?
No, no, that's not part of the plan. You know, again, if people, there are instructions that come with it that show you how to pack it to minimize the candy that you sacrifice. So I wouldn't worry about that.
Okay, 312-981-7200. My guest tonight, of course, Steve Gadlin, the man behind IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He has a development deal with Mark Cuban before he brings new ideas to Mark Cuban because he did win IWantToDrawACatForYou.com on Shark Tank. Before he brings new ideas to Cuban, he brings them here to sort of workshop them with Download Nation. Tonight, the idea is the Pinata Bomb. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We'll take a break, and we'll get the update on tonight's news, and we'll come back, and we'll read some more texts and take your phone calls here on The Download. Stay with us, Steve, okay? It's The Frying Pan tonight. It's Friday night, 10 o'clock here on The Download. I'm Justin Coffin. My guest, Steve Gadlin. He's the entrepreneur behind IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He went on Shark Tank. He won. He got a development deal with Mark Cuban. Now he brings new ideas, or before he brings new ideas to Mark Cuban, he brings them here to The Frying Pan Friday nights. Steve Gadlin, tonight's idea, the Pinata Bomb. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's an accessory that you embed inside your pinata along with the candy, so that after just a few taps, the pinata will explode and disperse the candy in a real even pattern, about 100 yards in every direction. So again, it sort of equalizes the pinata fun. You know, it used to be that candy would sort of drip out the bottom when a kid finally broke through, and the bigger kids would get all the candy. This really evenly distributes that candy throughout the yard so that everyone, no matter where they're standing, is sure to get their own stash.
Okay, we got a lot of questions. 312-981-7200. Let's go to the text. 847 wants to know, what's the explosive material made of?
Well, that's a very good question, and unfortunately, that's a proprietary secret. That's nothing that we can step you through. But I'll tell you that it's two things. It's one, it's very explosive, and it's very safe.
Okay. Well, those two words don't usually go hand in hand, but okay, we'll take your word for it. 815 says Party City is going to have what, 25 to 40 of these on their store shelves? Never. And most pinatas run $20 to $40. You're nuts at $250. And
well,
the third question is, how do you stop teenagers from buying them?
Yeah, so, you know, we think teenagers don't really think pinatas are all that cool anymore. So we're not really worried about teenagers. And these aren't devices that can be used for anything but candy dispersal in a pinata. And we print that in real large letters on the package. So, you know, we're not worried about people misunderstanding or using these for a nefarious purpose. And three, you know, again, the pricing is more, it's not so much compared to the pinata. You compare it to the other entertainment, like a bouncy house rental or a clown or a balloon person. You know, it's entertainment for your party. And if you love your child, you spare no expense.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Are you going to need a FOID, a FOID card for this?
What's that mean?
That's the card that you need to essentially buy a gun.
No. This is, again, not a tool of violence, not a dangerous accessory.
Okay.
Something for pinatas only. So no. And yeah, you know, Party City can put a bunch of these on the shelves without any danger to the customers, so long as you put them behind a glass case and people aren't tapping on that glass constantly.
Well, that kind of is the same question that 815 has.
Right.
Will this be sold in other countries? If so, will this be safe to mail or place in my luggage?
No, you're not going to want to mail it. You're not going to want to put it in your luggage, again, just in case someone grabs the package and shakes it when you throw your luggage through customs or through the baggage claim, you never know what they're doing to that stuff.
Right.
So no, I would keep it out of those places.
Are you worried about lawsuits from flying candy and candy shrapnel?
No, I'm not so much. And again, because candy is not that, you know, just imagine candy flying at you. It's one that's exciting. And kids will duck out of the way. Pinatas are generally about, you know, 15 feet up in the air. So this stuff's going to have a nice arc. It's by the time it gets down to the level of a kid's face, it's lost a lot of velocity.
Oh, that's good to know. 773 says, will there be residue on the candy? If so, is it toxic if touched or eaten?
Well, we recommend this only with wrapped candy. So there may be residue on the wrapper, but that's only mildly toxic. We're talking stomach ache and maybe 2-3 weeks of loose stool. But there's no, you know, I wouldn't, unless the kid's eating the wrapper, or if you're putting circus fun wrapped circus peanuts in there, which we don't recommend at all. Those things, an unwrapped circus peanut, you won't even recognize it when it lands. It'll be mostly disintegrated anyway.
There you go. All right, let's go to the phones. Jeff, yay or nay on pinata bomb?
Hey, my question is, I mean, if this device can throw candy 100 yards, the velocity, you know, the kid who's standing next to it with the stick is going to get blown up. It doesn't make any sense. Somebody's going to get hurt.
Well, thanks, Jeff. Thanks for that. That is echoes a lot of the same sentiments on the text. Steve?
Well, you know, again, we recommend hanging the pinata from 15 to 25 feet above ground so that when it is activated, I'd say the kid standing below it is actually safest because it's going to throw that candy in a scatter pattern. None of it's going to come straight down. So by the time it gets to the height of a child's face, our experiments show that most of it loses quite a bit of velocity.
Hmm. So 15 to 25 feet, how are the kids going to be able to hit the pinata?
Well, a long stick.
Do you sell the long stick? Maybe you could do a long stick comes with the pinata bomb.
You know, we could. It's honestly something we just assume most people would have sitting around their homes.
Okay, 606 says, according to my calculations, it would take 2 sticks of dynamite to send candy that far in every direction.
Well, that's their words, not mine. I'll just say that. Hmm. Now, I won't say much, but I'll say that was their language. That's not language that I ever used.
Okay. 312-981-7200. This is the time of the show where we read a little bit more of the pointed, colorful text.
Sure, okay.
Just to give you a little bit, you know, it's developing a thick skin for anyone who's in a position where, as an innovator or an entrepreneur, you got to be able to deal with some of the constructive criticism or just straight-up criticism that comes through.
If it's constructive.
Yeah. So we'll start. Let's start with the constructive stuff. 630 says, this guy is an absolute jerk.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know what that has to do with the product, so I'm not sure how constructive that is.
219 says, really, another crackhead idea from a crackhead ridiculous. Candy
strap. That's libel. That's libel. But, okay, go on.
Right.
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Okay, all right, okay. I'm going down here. Just exactly where are you getting explosives like this? ATF wants to know.
Well, I'll tell you, everything we're doing is in cooperation with all appropriate agencies. And I'll say this, we haven't begun testing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, is what I tell our investors.
Okay. Do you work for, this is 815, says, do you, this guy sounds like he's in cahoots with the candy companies to increase candy sales, or he works for Trump. This is just a precursor to building a wall.
No, that's really, to go back to the first point, you know, no, I'm not in cahoots with a candy company at all. But what's great about our product and why I think we'll get a lot of support from candy companies is because it makes pinata so much more fun. So sure, candy sales will go up because more people will be using pinatas. Hmm. And that's just a gift we give to that industry.
815 says, please make this so I can buy one and sue you when it blinds a kid with flying candy, etc. Yes, please make one because I want to buy a new Corvette.
Well, now, it sounds like that person's interested in harming children. So if they carefully read the label on the bag, they won't be able to buy one.
Okay. Well, you know how people do that, right? 219 says, why ridiculously expensive? How do you get back into your house each and every week, you goofy little man?
I don't know how to answer that question. I generally call in from my house if I'm not at the studio, and right now I'm dialing in from Ohio, where I'm on vacation.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks for joining us. Yeah. 815 says, is this guy nuts?
I'm nuts for candy, and I'm nuts for fun at a party, that's for sure.
Okay. Keep going here. Hold on.
Yeah.
There are nuts. If a parent would buy this pinata, they're as nuts as he is. We did nuts already, right?
Well, again, I'll clarify. We're not actually selling the pinata or the candy. We are marketing an accessory that accompanies pinatas.
Oh, here's a good one. 630. Steve, why do you hate children? A banana peeler with sharp blades, chemical-filled ice cream, and now pinata bomb. Do you see the pattern?
I didn't until now. Gosh, you know, all of these devices are safe. They're safe, and they require parental supervision. So, you know, I have three children of my own. I love them very much. And don't worry, I love children, and I'd be happy to subject them to each of my products.
Okay. 708 says 12 kids go to the party, only 11 survive. Your idea is sadistic.
I think people are overestimating the force it takes to throw a little piece of candy 100 yards.
This dude is selling explosives. Good luck nowadays selling explosives for kids. Are you crazy?
You know, we don't call it an explosive. We call it a candy propellant. And it is not, it's not for kids. It's for parents and other party planners.
Okay. Is there, Jason, Steve, love the festive product. I want to know, is it Bluetooth compatible?
Yes. So it is Bluetooth compatible. We haven't yet discovered a use for it, but we have started to test its Bluetooth connection, and it's very strong.
Okay. 708 says, oh, goody, candy shrapnel, not good, bad, very bad.
Well, they're sending a mixed message, so we're going to count that as a yay and an A.
Right. Is this the same guy who did the scratch and sniff tattoo? And 100-yard candy would put an eye out. Go home.
So it wasn't a scratch and sniff tattoo. It was a tattoo that played an audio sample when you pressed it.
Oh, right. And I love that one. That was good. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good one, that tattoo.
Yeah, the tattoo. 773 says, get this guy off the air before he gives Donald Trump ideas.
People love to associate me with that guy, and I tell you, he's probably my least favorite politician. Right. So I don't understand the association.
773 says, Justin, I can't believe you risk your career for this idiot.
Oh, wow. Okay. I don't see that happening either.
It is Friday night at 10 o'clock. It is. It's like, yeah. I'm risking a lot here. I have one last one I want to do. Sue from Glenview, she's always great. She's 847. Mm-hmm. She said, oh, God, help me. I love it. That was it.
Great.
So she's usually pretty snarky, but she came through tonight with she loves the idea.
Yeah. That's good. Well, I hope she invites me to the first party.
There you go. All right. I'm looking for one more that's really good. And here it is. 708 says, I would rather hire you as a clown for $250.
Well,
pay for the pinata
possible.
Bond. So there you go. Yeah. You might actually get some money out of this in the first place. All right.
Yeah, that's great. I'll get my costume ironed.
All right. So good stuff. I think it's a resounding no.
Yeah. Again, I think this is born of people misunderstanding the nature of the product and being a little too scared about personal injury.
In
my day, you let kids run around on the street and scrape their knee, and you didn't, you could ride a bike and a skateboard without a helmet. But these days, people love to coddle children, so I can understand how this would put a few people off.
Well, I love, there's some really good stuff here that right at the end here. I'm going to read it here real quick. I want to draw my foot in your butt. Enough already.
Okay.
stupid, goofy man.
Okay, interesting.
That's good. 708 says 11 can't get here fast enough. And then 606 with the winner tonight that says, who would go to Ohio for vacation? Loser.
Okay, oh, interesting. Man. Well, you mean home of the NBA championship Cleveland Cavaliers?
Yes, I guess.
Who would? Now, let me tell you something. What really excites me is that no one asked about potential hearing loss, and that's actually the one thing that we are afraid of. We're not afraid of injury, but we do imagine two or three kids having a ringing that lasts maybe 6 or 7 weeks post-party. But
and you didn't even get to that part.
No, no one called me out on that. So
no one called you out.